New to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gondi
and Ash Pollard.
Oh man, fire up, guys. It is Friday.
Fire up Friday.
Fire up Friday. We are firing up. Let's do it.
Aren't we? Sorry, I've got sustain in my teeth.
Sustain, mate.
Sorry.
Please don't.
Sorry.
Do this to me this early on a Friday. No one says sustain. We do need to talk about Milo before 6:30 this morning, though. What's going on with Milo? One of the great treats.
I love Milo. There's a specific way to make your Milo, too.
Well, I am interested to hear from people. At the risk of doing the world's most basic radio, lower the music before 6:30. How do you have your Milo? Genuinely interested. 13, 12, 16. Because you're right. Is it 2 scoops of Milo milk? Is it 5 scoops of Milo milk?
No, or is it Milo before your milk?
Ooh, or is it milk before your Milo?
That is the question.
Is it milk before your Milo, mate? We need to get to that. It is in the news, good old Milo, so we will get to that. Next on the show, though, of course, Smarter Than Who. I'm sitting on 4 wins, 4 losses. Ash, you're sitting on 3 wins, 3 losses. So
you're right. Well, calm down, mate. It's taking you this long to try and get up to my standard.
Mate, that means we're even, right? So I'm 4 wins, 4 losses. You're
no,
3 wins, 3 losses.
I'm still down 1 loss to you.
I'm up 1 win, though, mate. So 13, 12, 16, HS Express, $100 to spend there. Tuggera Business Park. Get your kitchenware cranking. Pick one of us to play. 13, 12, 16. We do it next. Smarter Than Who?
Smarter Than Who?
HS Express vouchers up for grabs. $100 every day this week and next. And it looks like we got Michael ready to roll this morning. Morning, Mick.
Morning, how you going?
Good, man. Have you played before? I feel like you've played before.
I have, yes.
Oh!
Who'd you play last time?
I played Ash.
And did you win or lose?
I won.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me.
Who would you like to play this morning?
I'm coming back for you, Gondi.
Oh, he's going for 2 for 2. All right, good luck, mate. Best of 5. Names are buzzers. Get all one right. Wrong, other person gets a point.
Question number 1. Spell billionaire.
Gondi.
Michael.
Gondi.
B-I-L-L-I-O-N-A-I-R-E.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
Question number 2. Which American artist recently teamed up with Ty Dolla $ign on the smash hit Psycho?
Michael.
Yep.
Post Malone.
Nice.
Oh, you got it, did
he? Yeah, you got it.
Well done.
Okay, question number 3. What's the name of the prince in The Little Mermaid? Edward or Eric?
Michael.
Michael?
Eric?
Correct.
Damn it, I was going to say Eric too. All right.
Okay. Question number 4. F-E is the chemical symbol for
Michael.
Which...
Oh, he's got me.
Michael.
Damn it.
Iron.
Oh, has yeah, he's got it.
He's the king of the game so
Michael.
Far.
Are you just calling radio stations and cleaning up in the prize department?
Yeah, it sounds like a plan to me.
We're going to have to put a ban on you, mate.
What was the last prize you won?
I was the HS Express voucher.
Mate, yeah. You can't have 2. When was this? Was this this week?
He just told you before he's played it.
Yeah, I thought he might have won movie tickets or something a couple of weeks ago. Not this week.
Producer G, need to be on top of this.
G, are we putting through people that are first to call or what are we doing out there?
Yes, so person who comes in first, but I was trying to find someone who hadn't played and every single person that called through has played.
Everyone's
already.
Everyone's played, okay.
Oh, really? Crazy.
They're all keen as a bee.
All right, well...
Well, Michael, you lucky duck. That's twice.
Hey, thank you.
Mick, the only reason I chatted to you is because you beat us both and I'm trying to, you know, stop you doing it again.
Some
no, but keep calling through. We love it, mate. Another $100 HS Express voucher. I mean, you're going to have to chat to the promo team. I don't know the T's and C's around all that kind of stuff, but HS Express, Tuggera Business Park, a warehouse of intriguing professional kitchenware. Next on the show, like I said, at the risk of the world's most basic radio topic... How do you Milo, bro? 13. We need to get to this next because Milo's taken a hit in the health ratings and we're going to get to that straight after this, but feel free to get in touch with us and how do you Milo?
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
I've got an addiction.
Yep, go.
And I might need some help with it, and I want to hear from people that might have the same addiction.
Yep.
So it turns out, no matter how nice of a meal Jamie cooks at home, doesn't matter how nice, and Jamie's not a bad cook in the slider. She's great. She's a very good cook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm addicted to going out for dinner.
Oh.
I'm addicted to going out.
Mate, you're looking at an addict of the same thing right now.
No, but you love the food in the kitchen. You love to cook and make stuff. I'm not about that. I don't care about that. I want to go to my local RSL special night for $12. I went to the Springwood Bolo.
Even if Jamie cooks an amazing meal, you'd prefer to go out still.
Yeah, so Wednesday night at the Springwood Bolo near my place, they do $12 meals where it's all $12 on this board. And Jamie had this really nice, not foul at all, mate, it's delicious. I got fish, a salad, chips, the whole deal. And Jamie offered to make me this really nice meal. She had it all planned out. I said, nah, can't do it. Got to go out for dinner. We went out for dinner the three nights before that as well. She's like, we have to eat at home. I said, no, I love the process of getting in the car, going wherever we're going, looking at the menu, getting something on the menu, and then there's no dishes and no nothing. You just go home and you live on easy street.
Okay, well, my addiction's a little bit different.
What's your... Okay.
Well, I don't go to a RSL.
Well, it's not always fine dining, mate. I mean, the
no,
night
I don't
that,
go to a fine dining restaurant. But, you know, I'm not like, yay, let's go to the yacht club, let's go to the RSL, let's go to the, you know, whatever.
I love that stuff.
Like, you know, the Palmer nights or something that pubs have.
Yeah.
I refuse to attend things like that.
Why?
Because I know for a fact, or the, you know, $10 steak, that they're just using horrific cuts of meat with like packet mushroom sauce and things like that. No,
yeah, $12, mate.
No, I'd rather eat Macca's for dinner.
Nothing wrong with Macca's too, mate. I'll take that. Bells at Kilcare, that's a nice one for you. They do a locals night on
a
Tuesday.
I hear that's nice.
On a Tuesday night, they do a locals night for, I think it's $45, and you get a glass of something and you get an entree and a main.
See, that's
and some
more
bread.
That's more my vibe.
Yeah, but that's $45. And I love it. That's fine. But then I need to mix it in with the $12 ones as well, just so I can keep my addiction
alive.
The
only $12 alive. I'll be spending is at a Thai restaurant.
Well, that too. I like that too. See, but I need to keep the addiction alive by throwing in some cheapies here and there as well. So, but I'm at a point, like, I don't care what Jamie's offering. I don't care what you've got on the table. Oh. We are going out for dinner again tonight.
I'd be upset if I was Jamie.
She did get a little bit upset.
Yes, because...
She's like, I've planned this. It's nice. I said, who cares?
Part of that whole thing is, you know... As a woman, well, not necessarily all women, in fact, but I love cooking for my boyf.
Okay.
Just love it. In fact, I love cooking for my friends. And I'd be so offended if, like, I'd fully planned something and Pete was like, do you want to go down to the pub for a counter meal?
Yeah, but
I'd
that's
be like,
what,
excuse me?
That's what addictions do, mate. When you're addicted, you don't care about other people's feelings. You only care about your own and you'll do anything to feed the addiction.
Well, that's just not going to fly, sorry.
I mean, 13, 12, 16, got to put it out there to the people. How long have you gone without even using your kitchen and you've just gone around town just eating local special nights, eating out?
I bet you any money,
there's
people out there.
Oh, I just want to hear from the people that just refuse to use the kitchen. Every night of the week you are eating out and tell me where you're going because I want to know. I want to feed this addiction to the end, but we got plenty of stuff to give away on the show this morning. We've got these tickets to Going for Gold movie in cinemas now. So 13, 12, 16, in cinemas from Thursday the 8th, sorry. 13, 12, 16. If you refuse to use the kitchen and you're always eating out.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Turns out I've got an addiction and it's to going out for dinner. Doesn't matter where it is, what it is. I love the process. I love doing it. And even if Jamie's cooking a nice meal at home, all planned, ready to go, I said, nah, you just leave that.
That's a risk, mate.
We're going out. Because I love just sitting there and getting something to
We're
eat.
We're going out for a POV counter meal.
Nothing wrong with a counter meal, mate. Get amongst the people. Sarah was calling us on 13, 12, 16, was dropped out. But if you're listening, Sarah, get back in touch. But I want to chat to the people who just don't use the kitchen. They're just always out, always having dinner. Maybe you've got like a long streak of nights where you went out
sometimes,
every...
But sometimes people are super busy. They just can't.
Well, when I was single before Jamie, I never used the kitchen.
Yeah, but were you super busy? Because I get it if someone's... Yeah.
I'm super lazy.
I get it if someone's soup's busy.
We had an oven which was just installed, and when I moved out, it still had the cardboard in it from where it had been installed. Let's go to Taylor at Long Jetty. Morning, Taylor.
Hello, how are you?
We're great, mate. Welcome to the show. So you're ditching the kitchen and you are out every night of the week.
14 days straight, mate.
14 to where?
So you're on the 14th day.
Love it.
My mother would be mortified, but I have a seven-year-old on my own. I work in Sydney and I just don't have the time. But can I just tell you, the golfie at Shelley Beach, $12 schnitties and kids eat free. Come on.
What night? Tell
that's
me
like a dream for you.
tell me what night. What night is it?
Oh, look, it's changed over the years, but I believe it's, you know, Mondays, Tuesdays at the moment.
And, okay.
Oh, mate, you can't go past it.
Please, honestly, if you're listening to this right now and you know of a good local special, let me
He's
know.
He's actually writing it down, can I tell you? He's written it down.
So hang on, golfie.
You don't have any kids.
Doesn't matter,
you?
Mate. I'll round up some kids.
If my mother is listening, I am going to get in so much trouble. She
would be
mortified.
I love that. Well, see, no, I can see, I've got my nephews, right? I could bring them along and say the food's for them and then I can eat.
That's hysterical.
Lots
kids
of meals.
Are for free. Kids eat free.
Golfie Shelley Beach is written down and tickets to the movies for that call this morning. Going for Gold, the movie, in cinema passes out this Thursday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for the call this morning. Keep them coming through. 13, 12, 16.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
I've got an addiction. I've been feeding my addiction. It's at a peak this week. I've gone out for dinner every single night. Even when Jamie wants to cook, I say, no, I love going out. And people are calling up with how long they've gone going out for dinner. And we had 2 weeks. That was our kind of stretch record. Maddie's at Saratoga. Morning, Mads.
Morning. How are you?
We're good, mate. Tell us, what's the stretch of going out for dinner?
Okay, well, it's not me, but it's my godparents. They have never, ever cooked in their kitchen ever.
What?
As long as I've known them, they're going out breakfast, lunch and dinner.
No.
That's me. Yep, if not for Jamie, that is me.
They only turn on the fridge when we go to their house.
What?
Hang on, they don't even have stuff in the fridge. What, they don't have like a Milo at home or anything like that?
No, nothing. And my godmother doesn't even like running water in the sink because she doesn't like the watermark that it leaves when it dries up.
Oh!
I love it.
This is madness.
Yeah, I love the madness.
Yeah.
This is great.
Well, are these people just like... how on earth do you afford that sort of lifestyle?
Who cares?
Oh, I have no idea. They only ever have bottled water in the house, that's all.
Oh, my word.
Will you pass on, Maddie, to your godparents? I, Daniel Gaund, look up to them. They are my inspiration. I hope to live like them one day. If I just got paid enough, I'd be out every single meal. But, yeah, if not for Jamie, that'd be me. She forces me to eat at home. Yeah, she does, mate. When I was single, never used the kitchen.
Oh.
Maybe the old spag bol.
That's bad.
Maybe something simple like that. Thanks for your calls this morning.
New to CFM for 2018. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
Time Big Fridays here at CFM. No better day of the week. This is where you want to be. It's great.
Yep.
Anything you'd like to say to convince people to be listening to see today?
Not to convince them because they're already listening. But actually, I was just so deep in thought about how I can get this Employee of the Month because it's really bothering me now.
What day is it today? It's like Friday. Employment. No, I know it's Friday, but today's some sort of special day.
Oh, well, Loopy Laz.
Yeah, she likes to throw a day in there. I think it's an Employee Appreciation Day.
Is it really?
Yeah. I'd like to know from Yammo. Boss Yammo, what is he doing for us today?
Come in here.
It's Friday. We want croissants, mate.
It's an employee appreciation.
Absolutely. Today's a very special day.
He has been saying how much he appreciates us today.
I really appreciate you guys.
But I just don't know if you're being real.
What are you doing for us today, though?
I'd have to do something. Can't I just say it? Doesn't my heart.
Oh, I know here. It's Employee Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
So as if you wouldn't put a proper proposition forward for me to be considered as employee of the month.
I can do that. Yeah, that doesn't cost me anything. Just my reputation, which I'm happy to put on the line for you.
I was chatting to committee members yesterday who decide employee of the month, which is what Ash is trying to go for here at the workplace. Bree Taylor, your arch nemesis in promotions, is an outright front runner for back to back.
Is she the biggest drainer of my life right now?
She's guys, now, yes. Can I just suggest
why?
Something?
What's she doing?
Ash, I think you're going about this in the wrong way. Oh. Rather than trying to convince me, I reckon you should try and convince the listeners that you should be the employee of the month.
But they can't.
I reckon the listeners should be calling up and saying and judging whether you should be or not.
Yeah, but they can't.
The committee will never say no to 1,000 people ringing through saying that you should be employee of the month.
Yeah, if we get 1,000 people calling through right now.
No, that's minimum just a stupid number.
1,000 people.
I'll never get it.
If 1,000 people call right now on 13, 12, 16, you'll get employee of the month.
We have the technology. We can accept all those calls.
The boards aren't even lighting up.
Everyone quickly waiting.
Look, can I just say please, someone just call at least one person.
If we get one.
13, 12, 16, help me.
If we get one, hang on a sec. Ever? No,
wait, give it another 10 seconds. Oh.
Okay, you need a bit of work to do for employee of the month. You've got to convince the
Central
listeners.
Central Coast.
Well,
oh, look.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
It is Employee Appreciation Day today, so if you're heading into work, make sure you let the boss know. Appreciate me.
Yeah.
Numero uno.
Well, appreciate me, come on, because I'm going for Employee of the Month.
Yeah.
And I just don't, I'm kind of stressed about it because I really think that people are overlooking me because I'm on breakfast radio. So everybody comes into work at 9 when we finish our shift and then we stay in our office and do work.
But is Employee of the Month about you or is it about the people of the office?
Well, it's about me contributing to the office.
To the office, yeah. Okay. Well, we're following your journey.
Follow us in Ash Pollard's journey to be Employee of the Month.
And Boss Jammo was just in here talking about Employee Appreciation Day, which is today. Yeah. And we said, mate, what are you doing for us?
He hadn't bought us any croissants or
anything. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Croissants.
I mean, he's been very positive off the air. That's great. But he also said, if you want Employee of the Month, he said, you need to put it to the people and see what they want, the people that listen to the show,
and
mate.
And you know what? Both of you were thinking, no one's going to call, no one's going to call. And right on the last second, we got a full board of callers.
We said 1,000 calls.
Okay, well, so we don't have a foul because we can't take a foul in one go.
No, we can.
But we've got a full board.
Josh in Holmesville. Morning, mate.
Morning.
Joshy, I'm trying to get Employee of the Month. Are you supporting me?
100%.
Yes, babes. What do I need to do? Help.
I don't know. I think you're just good enough in general.
Oh, my God. I love you.
I think you should just get it straight off the bat.
Oh, my God.
Just for being me.
Pollard's ego needs no stroking. I love that call, Josh.
Josh, you and I are going to be friends, mate. Trust me.
So that's great. We had Josh's, we had Ash's cousin on the phone first.
Oh, bull
nah,
dust.
That's good. Jason's at Blue Haven. Morning, Jace.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man.
Jace, I'm trying to be Employee of the Month. Do you think I have a shot?
I gather that, but I'm going to go for Bree Taylor because all the work she does behind the scenes.
Ooh.
Who?
Your arch nemesis he's thrown behind Bree Taylor.
What, are you related to Bree Taylor?
Well, this isn't the Ash and Gaundy show. This is the Gaundy and Ash show. Let's throw Gaundy in too.
What about me, mate? Exactly.
That's what I said, mate.
I like that, Josh.
So you don't think I got a shot at it at all?
No, not this month, darling. Maybe next month.
Righto, where's the drop? Look, drop him.
Ash, we've got to get Gaundy's collage up too. We've got to get that collage up, Gaundy.
Yeah, mate.
Get the what?
The collage. So when you were on the morning show, I do believe Jason made a collage of me to go behind where you were standing, which I did like. I appreciated that, Jace. Thanks for listening and calling the show, mate. I love it. Let's go to Taylor at Long Jetty. Morning, Tails.
Morning. This is my second time. I know I called back.
That's fine.
That's okay. Call as much as you want, Dal.
I'm going to put this. My answer is twofold. Yep. Firstly, look, Bree, we bloody loved it. It was a big, 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 big role to fill. And Ash, I reckon you're doing it, mate. So well done.
Well done.
Second of all,
thanks.
Look at her Instagram following, please. She has bought the Central Coast and put it on the map. We need to thank her.
She's saying your Instagram following has put Central Coast on the map.
Oh, mine? I thought you...
For a second, she thought you were talking about Brie, and she went a bright shade of red, and then the redness has dropped back down.
Oh, my Instagram following. Look, I'm that's cute. Thank you.
All right, Taylor. You're going to call back later in the show? Get off for the third time or anything?
Look, it's a long drive to Sydney. Don't put it past me.
No, call any time. Let's make it Gaundy, Ash and Taylor on C. One more call. Zach at the entrance. What does Ash need to do, mate? Round this thing out.
More than once again, guys. Pretty much in a nutshell, I will definitely vote for Ash for the Employee of the Month, but on one condition. Ooh. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Do not bloody warm up at Milo ever again. It is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Come on. I caught up about the Milo. Come on. You just ruined it with warming it up in the microwave. Jeez.
Can you commit to not warming up your Milo to get Employee of the Month? And make everyone
okay,
in the office
next
Milos.
Month, sure. Done.
Is that enough, a month worth?
Yeah, make it 3 months. And we've got to win.
And we got ourselves
a
deal.
We're going into winter.
All right.
Okay, fine.
Well, the people have spoken, mate. And we did say get 1,000 calls and you'll be on your way.
We got more coming through.
There is more coming through.
Yeah, we could reach that foul.
Well,
looks like I've got a chance.
We'll dedicate the rest of the show to the next 996 people we need to chat to reach that 1,000 for you, mate.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
We're doing this for the ones that don't have a voice, aren't we, Pollard?
We are.
You know? The Central Coast Animal Care Facility has a lot of dogs that they need to find homes for, and that's why we do this. Just the dog of the week, mate.
Just the casual pup of the week.
Just the dog of the week. And Dee joins us from Central Coast Animal Care Facility right now. Morning, Dee.
Morning, Dee.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we are fantastic. Great, mate. I just say before we even go into this, I have neglected the puppies for the last week, and I'm sorry. I will be in to do my walking duties.
We have missed you, and you missed out on the puppy swarm.
Oh, no!
Gaundy got
swarmed.
What?
Yeah, I've got a video.
No, why didn't you tell me?
Jamie and I with the puppies. Are all the puppies gone now, are they?
No, they're still there.
They're still there.
I'm coming.
Ash will be there today.
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, so there's
come after work.
There's puppies there. Now, who's the dog of the week, though? Because there's other dogs that, you know, they're not puppies. They're a little bit older. They need homes. And hopefully, even if we can get through to one person listening right now that might be able to foster a dog or take a dog on, that'll be great. So who are we talking today?
We're going to talk about Percy today, our six-year-old Labrador Cross Staffy. He's a gorgeous, gorgeous boy. He's so affectionate, loves his doggy kisses. Loves to smooch, wants to please anybody, sits on command, great little walker, doesn't show any signs of food aggression or separation anxiety. The only thing is with little Percy, he loves everybody, he wants to be the only dog. But however, in saying that, we've got Sean from Dog Ed Training and Pet Care comes in and works with Percy every day. And he's telling me he's doing great guns at overcoming his little fears.
Oh!
Percy needs a home.
Percy needs
he
a
does.
Home.
I went down to walk some dogs this week and I saw Percy sitting in a little cage. And as soon as you go there, tail wags, tongue comes out, really just loves you from the get-go. So Percy's the way to go.
All he needs is a chance. He just needs a chance.
So tell me, dog of the week, why did you choose Percy this week? And what does it take to be the dog of the week?
Look, dog of the week, I think we try and pick somebody that's been there the longest and one that seems to not cope as well. So, I mean, you know, he doesn't understand why he's here and he's scared. And a shelter environment is scary for any dog. Get them out of here. And you usually see a great change. But people get turned off by the fact when you say they like to be an only dog. My dog I took home from Gosford hated everybody, hated other dogs, now lives with five other dogs.
Well, there you go.
Sometimes they just need a chance to prove to you.
It's all about patience, isn't it? A bit of patience and love and everything will be all right in the end.
I'll tell you one thing about a dog that considers himself a one-dog house will love you to the end of the earth. You'll be there one and only because that's what Patch is like with me. But, Dee, we appreciate you jumping on the show with us this morning. Hopefully us chatting about it on our show this morning raises some awareness. And
it's going to be on your Facebook page too.
And ours.
And ours, yeah. So the Central Coast Animal Care Facility Facebook page, you'll update that. All the details will be on there for everybody listening.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dee.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Mardi Gras this weekend. It's come around.
It's come around very quickly and out of the blue, in fact. And yes, I am going, but I'm actually going because it was an accident. I had planned a girls' weekend like a couple of months ago with my girlfriends from school in Queensland, where I grew up. And they're flying in today to Sydney and I'm meeting them there. We have accommodation and everything worked out.
Was it more expensive being Mardi Gras weekend? Did you notice that the prices were high?
Yeah, but stupidly we didn't even... We're just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Mardi Gras. So I thought, well, in Queensland, the whole thing... like the gay scene there is not huge like it is in Sydney. You know, like it's not as obvious. There aren't streets dedicated like Oxford Street is.
I lived in Brisbane for a couple of years.
No, on the Gold Coast.
On the Goldie. Yeah. I wouldn't know about the Goldie. No. But in Brizzy, they have the Pride March, which is kind of a fun day.
But Goldie, there's nothing.
Right.
So, you know, all that sort of stuff we were never privy to when we were growing up and all that sort of stuff on the Goldie. So I am going to take my girlfriends, I'm going to try, if we can get in, to somewhere like Stonewall or something like that to see a drag show.
Yeah.
They've never been to one, I'm telling you right now. Yeah. They will die.
I was in Melbourne recently visiting my dad, and at the local pub there, the Prince of Wales in St Kilda, they were having a drag bingo night.
Yes.
With a couple of ladies up there doing the bingo show. So
it's just the most hysterical thing. Yeah. I love it.
You love it?
Oh, but I love the thing, their wigs.
Yeah.
I just want to get my hands on one of those wigs.
And look, we are going to catch up with your mate Joel Creasy because we try to get Joel on the show.
Oh,
kicking around, doing his thing.
Well, he's hosting the after party on SBS tonight.
Really?
Yeah. So he'll be there with Cher.
Oh, Cher, mate. Do you believe in love after love?
Life after love, isn't it?
Is it life after love or love after life? Never sat down and put a share track on myself. I've heard it from, over the time. Hey, we'd love to hear from you, 13, 12, 16. How are you celebrating Mardi Gras this weekend? Let us know what you're doing. Are you making your way to Sydney to get amongst us, get on the show, give it a bit of a promo? Look at you, mate. You're loving it, aren't you? That one you mentioned in Brisbane, I was out one morning just getting a coffee and I'm walking along. I'm like, geez, everyone's happy. A lot more people out than normal. I was like, everyone's happy. Everyone's having a great time. That guy over there's giving me the eye. That's great. And I had no idea I was in the middle of the Pride March. And I'm just kind of walking with everyone going, hey, I'm high-fiving people.
Just strolling down the street with a coffee in the middle of the parade.
This is great, guys. High fives all around. 13, 12, 16. We'd love to get your calls on if you're heading this weekend here at C.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Mardi Gras on this weekend. We're just having a chat about it because you're going with your girlfriends. You've booked yourself a room and you're going to have I can't wait to hear what happens on Monday. It's just going to be an all-round good time.
Oh.
But we've had a call here from Darren at Copacabana. Morning, Daz.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, we're good, man. What can we do for you?
Well, you've been playing the snippet of Cher song. I just wanted to hear it in its entirety.
I know
it's R&B, but it's a bit of a bopper song.
So Cher's performing this weekend.
She is.
She's the big draw card.
So you're not going to Mardi Gras?
No, unfortunately I'm not. But just the song, yeah, I love the song.
We'd be breaking all the rules.
R&B Fridays,
Osiamo,
mate.
Will never give me
employee. Rules are meant to be broken. It's all good.
I'm trying to be employee of the month.
You'll get it because you're getting the request for it.
I don't know, Ash. What do you reckon? I know it's R&B Fridays. Jeez, shaking her head. She's saying no. Everyone's saying no.
We're in trouble.
I don't know, Daz. I'm feeling you, bro.
Oh, we're torn.
Come on.
She's performing this weekend, Ash. How
it's
can we not?
GR is getting... Don't, Gondi.
Gia, you tell Daz we can't play Cher's Believe.
Hey, Daz.
Come on. Just put it on. Just do it.
Just do what he's saying.
Oh, don't, because, like, probably 99.9% of the people want to hear R&B and
do they,
Cher.
Or do they want a little Cher treat heading into the weekend?
Sorry.
No worries.
Oh, my God.
Don't you do it.
Don't you do it.
Don't you do it.
Hey,
Turn it off.
It's out of my hands,
Do you want
guys.
To hear Cher or do you want to hear have me here
Flo
as a producer?
Flo Rida T-Pain.
No, look at this, guys. No. Get amongst the weekend, am I right?
Yes.
You are not.
Hey, Daz, we've just taken over the station for the next 3 minutes, my friend.
No!
I'm doing this for the people. Go on this. Yeah,
I'm sorry, everyone. I tried.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
That's for Darren in Copacabana. A truck driver. Wanted to hear it in full. Here's Boss Yammo.
Oh, no!
Come on in, Boss Yammo. It's all good, mate. Come on in. Now,
quickly.
I know it's R&B Fridays. Let me just share. We're still on the air. We're still good, mate. I know it's R&B Fridays.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
And can I just say, I said no.
Jump on a mic, Yammo. Yeah, no, it's all good, mate. No, come around. No, he's fuming. No, you're not happy.
This is not on me. This is completely Gaunty.
I'm sorry I ditched bloody Flo Rida Low, all right? Cher's playing this weekend, and Daz wanted it, and I gave Daz what he wanted.
I'm so disappointed with you guys. Just so
no, I said it's not me. I took one for the people and I said, don't do it, Gaunty, and he did it.
I did it for my comrades who were going to Mardi Gras this week.
If you're going this weekend, well, then absolutely.
No,
I think
going,
if you're
going
to be in the parade, in the actual parade,
not,
I think
but
it's
I'm
fantastic.
Going.
Yeah, Ash is going. So,
okay.
Are we still on the air? We're still good, everyone?
Yeah, we're still on the air. I haven't turned it off. It's okay. You're good to go. Continue on.
The R&B Fridays.
The R&B Fridays committee's had a word with me, and they're really disappointed you didn't play low.
Hey, well, guess what? We can do low after eight if you like.
Hey, you know, as long as the fans are happy, that's great.
Well,
as long as the listeners are happy and you played Cher, then I'm okay with it.
We had Darren.
The listeners happy. Why don't they call through and let us know
if they're happy or not?
Callers,
yeah.
If we can get 1,000 callers to tell us they love Cher, I'm totally fine with it.
All right.
Yeah, let the people speak.
Let the people speak. I love it. It's the people show of the coast.
The show.
13, 12, 16. I mean, were you loving that from
do you
Cher?
Want, do you want more Mardi Gras related tracks until 9 o'clock this morning? Why don't we do that? Get those calls coming through.
Let's do an hour of Cher.
Yeah, an hour of Cher.
After 8 o'clock this morning.
I could just hear it now.
Look at them all coming through, guys. Yeah? Well, there's two. It's all good. Oh, there you go. See, people love it. Yeah, people love it.
They'll probably be calling up to say, stop it.
You just sit back there on your Instagram feed and let us have a good old time, eh? Yeah?
Actually, I was doing some research for this next thing I wanted to talk about.
Well, we're talking beauty disasters after 8 o'clock this morning, and we hit up the Erina Ice Arena because you said curling would be easy, so we went there to give it a go. I'm going to go chat to these people calling who are up for a bit of fun on a Friday off the air, yeah? I'm going to take those calls.
Let's go. New to CFM for 2018. Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
Oh, man, I've broken the rule book of R&B Fridays.
What?
By playing Cher. Well, we had the request come through. You know, she's performing this weekend.
Were people happy?
Mardi Gras. I don't know. Well, Boss Yammo came in not happy. He's like, mate, it's R&B Fridays. Can you not play Cher for me? You know, there's people out there. They're getting excited for the weekend, Pollard and Taryn at Mardi.
Morning, Gaunty and Ash.
Good morning.
Hello, mate. Yammo said if people call up and said they liked it, it was okay. So what was your take?
Oh, it's made my morning even more happier and cheerier.
See? Making mornings. That's what we're here to do on the show. That's what it's all about. Mitch is at Edelong. Morning, Mitch.
Morning, Gaun.
Hello, mate. Have I broken all rule book here or what's the...
Mate, I love the rebelliousness, so yes. I'm putting you down for a vote of employee of the month.
He's not going for employee of the month.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there's a vote for Gaun right there for rebelliousness.
See, I'm doing things to get employee of the month. I'm not even trying, Mitch. Are you even a Cher fan or are you just like the fact that I went against Boss Yammo and R&B Fridays?
I love that you got half the Central Coast very happy right then.
See? And the other half probably...
Rule breaker.
The other half probably absolutely hated it, Mitch. But you know what?
They've got the rest of the day to enjoy.
Exactly.
Today not, yeah, brother.
Exactly,
yeah.
Mitch. See, I'm with Mitch. Mitch and I together. We're banding together.
All right, well, I'm for everybody else who didn't want that song there.
And you're the one going to Mardi Gras this weekend. I'm not even going.
I look forward to R&B Fridays. And I don't want that interrupted, regardless of whether or not it's Mardi Gras.
Michaela at Tookley, talk to Ash for me.
I liked it. See? It was good. It was a good little step up for the day.
Yeah, a little breaks it up for you, you know? Bit of topical stuff.
Oh, very good.
See?
R&B can get a bit repetitive sometimes, so a bit of Cher in there was good.
Don't get me wrong, I do love the R&B Fridays.
R&B Fridays is one day of 5 days.
I do love it. It's awesome. But just to go against the rules just for a minute was all time. I love doing that stuff. Next on the show, beauty disaster stories. If you've got one, we want to hear from you, because next on the show, a lady has attempted to fix her eyebrows.
To dye them.
And she's ended up with none.
Yeah.
Permanently. So if you've tried anything and it's backfired on you, we've got to hear from you.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
If you've ever asked yourself the question,
what the f*** is my eyebrow?
Where's my eyebrow? We want to hear from you on 13, 12, 16 right now, because what's going on with this lady?
Beauty disaster right here. Gaunty, you've probably never had one of these before, but look, I have been known to tint my eyebrows if I haven't got time to actually go to the beautician for them to do it for me. I get my eyebrows feathered, which is a semi-permanent and slightly more realistic-looking eyebrow tattoo, basically.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's this woman in the UK. Her name's Poppy Gasson.
Poppy.
And she was trying out an eyebrow tattoo liquid stainer.
Oof.
Now, she ordered it online, and the instructions were in Chinese, right?
Yeah.
So she's put this stuff on her eyebrows and left it for what she thought was supposed to be 30 minutes, because she just saw the number 30 on there and assumed that it was 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's left these big clumps of black stain on her eyebrows, hoping that it's going to... And 30 minutes with tint is a long time.
Too long.
Honestly, it's meant to be 3 to 5 minutes, mm-hmm. and that does the job. 30 minutes, you're not going to be left with much after. So she has had a rude shock when she's gone to wipe her tint off, and she has been left with no eyebrows.
She wiped her eyebrows
She's
off with
it. Wiped them off, clean off.
With the tint. Take a listen.
I know they look a bit dysfunctional right now, but I've ordered this off Wish, and it's supposed to stain your eyebrows. So let's see what it looks like. What the f*** is my eyebrow?
Oh, I feel sorry for
it. Can you imagine,
Will
though?
Will they grow back? Will they grow back?
Well, yeah, they'll grow back.
Oh, thank God for that.
But the stuff in it is literally so powerful, it's just burnt the eyebrows clean off.
My stepmum back in the day, she used to have the tattooed eyebrows. Oh. And it was great, because whenever she got mad at me, they didn't move. So when she was trying to tell me off, the eyebrows just stayed still. And I was like, she was like, don't you laugh at me. I'm like, pretty hard not to.
This poor girl, you just feel for her. How embarrassing.
Beauty disaster stories. Dan at Hamlin Terrace, what do you got for us, mate?
Morning. My father, he was going to a wedding and he had a bit of silver hair and his girlfriend came over to dye his hair brown, and this happened at night. The next morning I walked into his bedroom, said good morning to him, and he's like, what do you think? And I go, well, I said, it looks good if you like blue.
No! No!
Hair's gone blue.
No!
Hair's gone blue.
Oh no, the day of the wedding?
Yep.
Oh!
So what'd they do to fix it for the day?
He rang his girlfriend and said, you've turned my head blue. And she's like, oh, that's impossible. And he's going, you've done it. You know, and then he ended up going to the hairdressers, getting it done that morning.
Fixed it up. That's a tough comeback from blue hair. Day of the wedding. It's a stressful day as it is. Angelica in YE, good morning.
Morning.
Beauty disasters. What backfired on you?
So basically in the first couple of weeks of high school, everyone had curly hair and I've got this dead straight hair. So I let my friend's mum give me a perm. But the perming solution really stuck to my hair, so I ended up rocking around with this massive afro for about a whole year.
Oh, well done.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it, but it was a rude shock to all my classmates when I come to school with an afro.
Look at you rocking an afro at school.
Ash has been stuck with that her whole life.
Yeah.
Worked that one out. Thanks for your calls this morning. Everyone who gets on air today getting tickets to the Going for Gold movie. It's in cinemas from this Thursday. They're in-season passes. Next on the show, we hit up the Erina Ice Arena to do a bit of curling. That's next.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Yesterday, we hit up the Erina Ice Arena. Can I just say, if you're looking for things to do on the coast and you haven't been to Erina Ice Arena in a while, get yourself there. It is nice on the ice. They should put that on the poster.
Nice on the ice. Wasn't That's it? Actually not that bad. Yeah, nice on the ice.
Wasn't it nice on the ice yesterday?
It was nice on the ice. On a hot day, that would be the best place to go because it was lovely and cool in there.
I did love that the whole team went down there and people said, oh, I didn't know it was going to be this cold. I said, guys, we're in a freaking ice arena. What do you think it was going to be, you fools? I didn't know. I should have brought a jumper.
Mm.
But you said on the show recently, Ash, that off the back of the winter Pyeongchang Games, you said that curling would be easy peasy.
The curling.
So boring, and I just think that is the hilarity of the whole situation.
You don't think it's harder than it looks? You don't think it's harder than it looks?
No, you just got to put a bit of elbow grease into that broom across the ice and hope for the best.
And that's
hope that little round pumpkin goes in the right direction. I reckon, like, give me a good year of practicing the sweeping and I could have an Olympic team. Like, how hard could it be?
So they hit us up. They're in an ice arena, hit us up and said, come on down. Put it to the
really
test.
I really need to be careful what I say on this show.
Yeah.
We I can't get away with anything now.
And so we went yesterday and we put it to the test. And how did you find it? There's a video that's going up on our Facebook page, which you can see very soon. But how did you find it?
Have we got some audio on how I found it?
Well, what we do have is afterwards we chatted to Sarah.
Right, okay. Well, I'll tell you then.
Sarah was she's great on the ice.
It was not as easy as I had expected. Not at all. In fact, the whole morning is on my Instagram story right now.
Yeah.
And we both had a go. But the sweeping, I mean, you're standing up on ice in shoes and you've got to sort of skid across the ice with the broom and you've got to really put some elbow grease, like I said, elbow grease into it.
Yeah.
Because the sweeping is how you direct the stone down the ice.
I actually found the sweeping part the easiest. It was that push off that I had no idea about. So everyone thinks of curling and they think of that sweeping thing you see, but I give all credit to the pusher-offer a guy.
The who pushes the stone.
Whoever pushes it off the mark, the pusher-offer a guy, technical term, they need to be paid top dollar because that was the hard part for me. We stacked it every single time. We struggled.
But I think I practiced a little bit. I practiced a few more. And actually, you know, you just need some core strength.
Which I don't have. That's my weakness. Mm. Yeah, that is my weakness.
So that's what it was that you were missing. But if you had a few more goes, I'm sure you'd be able to do it.
Well, after our hour there, giving it a crack, we asked Sarah how we went, because it's all well and good for us to think we went all right. But what did Sarah think, the true professional there at Erina Rice Arena?
Pretty good for your first try. Your sweeping's very good. Getting better with your balance points.
I think I was willing to give it more of a go than you were, which is why I excelled a little bit more, I think.
I feel like I'm more of a sweeper than a pusher. If
I would
anything,
agree with that.
Yeah, a bit more.
What am I? I'm both, aren't I?
You're pretty good at both. You're an all-rounder.
I thought so.
Yeah, I did kind of help you out towards the end there, getting one over the line, but
it was illegal help.
The team's falling apart already. The team's falling apart, but we came, we curled, and Olympics 2022. Yeah, you keen?
Potentially.
Okay.
Yep.
Train now and away we go. Thanks, Sarah.
No worries.
I love how you push Sarah into the answer you want. I was really good, wasn't I? Sarah, I was really good, wasn't I?
She didn't have to say yes.
She did, mate, because you were death staring her down. She said otherwise, it was all hell to pay.
Anyway, look, after that she said if you trained until the Olympics, you potentially could have an Olympic team.
Yeah, potentially is the key word in that one.
Okay, I put that in there. She said you could.
It's a stretch. Get yourself to the Erina Rice Arena. Big thanks to the guys for having us down there and video on our Facebook page very soon. It's harder than it looks. Would you admit that?
Most certainly.
Yeah.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Lisa Wilkinson on the project.
Yes. She has opened up about her torturous high school experience on Thursday night's program of The Project, and she shared how she was bullied at school and how much it affected her.
I've actually got audio of that. Do you want to hear that now? Okay.
Did you tell your parents? Would they have had any idea?
I didn't tell my parents. Mm. I felt so humiliated and so small as a result of it that I thought if I keep it as much as I can to myself, even though, you know, sometimes half the school would be surrounding me because the toughest girl in the school wanted to fight me. It's the most awful, humiliating moments that I've ever experienced in my life. And I really feel for kids. I did have friends around me, Lucy, but didn't really help because they got targeted as well. If they were hanging around me, they copped it too.
I have goosebumps listening to that. Bullying is rife It is everywhere. It always has been, but for some reason I think it's a lot worse these days. I was bullied a lot at school. I was bullied about my hair all the time because I was a minority. I was the only person in my school with a big afro, and my hair was a lot curlier when I was younger. And that affected me. It really did affect me. So often I'd pull my hair back, I'd yank it back so you couldn't see that it was humongous.
Yeah.
But Lisa really sort of, I don't know, she highlighted how bullying really does affect people, and still she's in her 40s, I think, and obviously it still affects her today because it's there in her mind, it's fresh in her mind, and she made a good point that even in the future, it still affected her, but the greatest thing about it was she was able to hit back at those bullies.
Yeah, and do you feel like that's what's made you have this tough exterior? Because you were kind of put in that position where you needed to find that tough exterior, and maybe, you know, that's why you're...
Maybe, but I know that as I was a child, I've always been quite rambunctious and out there anyway, but I know that when I was bullied at school, I'd always answer back. I'd have something to say. I'd stick up for myself all the time. But that's not to say that I didn't cry. I cried about it, most definitely. And I'd tell my parents, people are paying me out about my hair all the time. And you know what my mum would say every time? They're just jealous. Don't even buy into it. They're jealous because they want what you have.
Yeah, and this is the thing that kids can't see, but it's always a reflection of the bully.
Yes.
And it's always a reflection of themselves. It's never the person they're bullying. It's their own insecurities that they're projecting onto you. Every single time. And that extends into the workplace as well. If you've left school and you feel like you're being bullied in the workplace, it's always a reflection of that person. I always tell people that. It's hard to see at the time.
Yes.
But that's what I've come to understand.
And it may sound vain to some people that that's what mum was telling me to think, that they were just jealous, but that's what got me through.
Yeah.
And if that's what gets you through, then that's fine. You know, if that's what gets you through, there's nothing wrong with that. So I thought for many, many years, you know, and my mum was a hairdresser too, so she'd always bolster that thought for me that you're an individual, work with what you've got, it's an asset for you. And actually, my hair is my asset. Yeah. I rarely straighten it. I never straightened it when I was younger. And I think if anything, I have a lot to thank my hair for, because that was something that made me shine forward more than anybody else, which is why I think is where I am today.
Well, hopefully there is still a few kids in the car who are heading to school, or they're in the car right now and they're listening, and they can, you know, if they are being bullied, what would your message be? Is it speak up? Is it talk to your parents? And also one for the parents too. What do parents do in that situation? Do they take it to the school? These are the things that need to kind of be addressed when these things do pop up. Right, let's quickly just go to Susan Yamina, who's given us a call. Morning, Susan.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
We're well, mate.
Great, Susan.
That's good. That's good. No, I just thought I'd let you know. I'm almost 58 now, and my experience with the bullying happened when I was in high school and then later in life at work. So I had a wonderful primary school experience, loved it. Went to high school, but my father moved around, so I went to high schools in 4 years. Now, the first high school was fantastic. The second one, I was actually bullied because I came from Sydney and I was going to a Newcastle high school. That was the only reason. And it was horrendous. They would throw food at me on the school bus and trip me over. And it was disgusting. And the bus driver saw all this, but, you know, did nothing, just went on his... So that was a daily event, going home, you know, being bullied on the bus and at school, called a dag and all that nasty stuff. And the second high school... on the bus again, you know, just absolutely, it was terrifying, the kids on there. And yet they were younger than me. It was awful because I was a very shy person. Anyway, that eventually came to a head one day when this boy leaned out of the bus as I was getting on the bus with a water pistol and absolutely sprayed me, and the whole bus was laughing at me.
suddenly I just lost it. I really don't even know what it was that came over me, and everything went white. I was so angry, and I tore through the bus and I grabbed this boy by the throat.
Wow.
And I really nearly killed him. You know, I felt like I could have killed him, and then something came back over me and I stopped. And the bullying stopped after that on the bus.
Mm.
No one did anything after that.
It's that fine line, isn't it, to the point where you do need to stand up for yourself, but there is that line where you don't want to retaliate to a point where you become the person that escalates the situation as well. So,
do you know what I find works sometimes when you don't retaliate in a furious way? You can kill people with kindness. You know when someone is having road rage at you but you smile and wave?
Yep.
Oh, my God. They don't know what to do in return.
Hit them with the kindness.
It's that. But if you're struggling with that, I implore you, talk about it to your parents. If you can't talk to your parents about it, maybe a school counsellor. But you have to talk to somebody about it. If you're not willing to make a stand for yourself, you've got to do something because, I just don't tolerate bullying. But it's great to see that the PM and Education Minister are doing something about it. They've sent a joint letter to all principals in the wake of violent behaviour and hazing in universities around Australia.
Well, thanks for sharing your story this morning, because even if it helps one kid in that situation to speak up and get help, that is amazing. And also to Susan for calling our show and sharing hers as well. We appreciate that.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.